The Treasury Department announced today that it is lowering the guaranteed interest rate on some U.S. savings bonds. NPR's Barbara Mantell reports that the 1.5-point decline to 6% came as no surprise to investors.
The Treasury said it is lowering the rate on savings bonds to bring it in line with other market interest rates, which have been falling all year. For instance, money market mutual funds are now yielding just over 5%. Five-year Treasury notes are trading at about 6.5%. So the government has been paying a premium to people buying savings bonds, and it's turned out to be an expensive way to finance the public debt. The relatively generous 7.5% rate on the bonds have made them very popular in the past few months. Since the beginning of August, sales have been about double the usual pace. And this week, the rush to buy savings bonds intensified because of reports that the Treasury was going to cut the rate any day, and people wanted to lock in the old rate. Savings bonds bought before tomorrow, the day the cut goes into effect, will still yield 7.5%. I'm Barbara Mantell in New York.
After a meeting today of Southern Africa's frontline states, Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda said a number of frontline leaders told South Africa directly, hold South Africa directly responsible for the plane crash that killed Mozambique's President Samora Machel. Kaunda said there was circumstantial evidence linking South Africa to the crash, but he didn't say what that evidence was. He said it's up to the Pretoria government to prove to the contrary. Official Soviet radio said today all clues point to Soviet-South African complicity in the death of Michelle.
President Reagan today named a black career diplomat to be U.S. ambassador to South Africa. Edward Perkins, now ambassador to Liberia, would succeed retiring ambassador Herman Nickel. NPR's Phyllis Crockett has more.
Perkins is the third man President Reagan has considered in 3 months in his attempt to appoint a black to the sensitive post. North Carolina businessman Robert Brown turned down the job after questions were raised about his business dealings while he served in the Nixon administration. Then Terrence Todman, ambassador to Denmark, turned down the job, apparently because he disagrees with Reagan administration policy towards South Africa. Perkins has been a foreign service officer for 28 years. He is 58 years old and has served in Taiwan, Thailand, Ghana, and at the State Department before becoming deputy chief of the U.S. Embassy in Liberia in 1981. He became ambassador in 1985. Black and white South Africans, as well as many in this country, have said that naming a black ambassador is meaningless as long as U.S. policy towards the white-ruled government remains the same. I'm Phyllis Crockett in Washington.